And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
Hi, everybody. A Bob and Ray show is here again.
Interfere with how you run your show.
You don't think Cousin would like that?
It's a little bit too informal, I think, just to say that Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present their program.
Well, I just said, if I can recall, hi, everybody, kind of like up.
Too informal.
This is the Bob and Ray show.
You do it the way you want.
No. Now, if you think Cousin would rather the other, that's what we'll do.
Why don't you let me check with him and I'll get back to you tomorrow?
No, I wouldn't make a big case out of it.
It isn't that important, Kent.
No, but if you see him tonight, you know, casually ask him what kind of an introduction you think we should use. We're talking with Kent Lyle Purdley, one of the dearest people of old radio-dom.
And when we say old, we don't refer to his age, because actually he's remarkably preserved for his years.
He doesn't look a day over 30 to me. Well, 31.
Well, that's very kind of you, Ray, and I certainly don't want to divulge my true age, but you're quite a way away.
Bob, our assistant back at the office, has informed us that we're going to have to close the mailing list to newcomers soon because we've reached stamp saturation.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, and I think a lot of people will be who were planning to write. Well, we got to put a date. Maybe the end of this month, huh?
I don't know. I have no idea what stamp saturation point or where we are in the stamp saturation division now. But
well, we're broke is what the problem is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So
it's a matter of getting your stuff first class or opened and by the postmaster and everybody else.
Well, having it all crumpled up when it arrives.
Right, so it's up to you. Hurry up, though, folks, and get your name into us, because we...
The first shipment will be going out in a short time. Ernie Hoogevin, the cleanup man, is just brought his vacuum cleaner into our studio. Hi, Ernie.
He can't hear you.
He's right to business, isn't he?
Well, it's so loud.
Hey, what's that?
He can't hear a word you're saying when he has that thing on.
Lovely, what's the story on your party? We passed the original date by 2 days. Have you any news to report on that?
Well, I have news of an indefinite sort. Without agreeing, I can tell you that the date is up in the air. So it's not really, news about it.
But you're still planning to have it, aren't you, Webb? Because I've certainly been looking forward to coming to your party.
We're going to have the party, Wally. The thing is, I don't know when. You see, I've sent out a load of invitations. For instance, I got...
Excuse me just a minute, Webley. Hearing Wally...
Why don't you just dry up, buddy, until I get...
Oh, wait, Webb. Don't talk to Kent Birdley that way.
What's the matter?
I'll tell you why later.
Who's
he? Has a cousin who's quite high up here.
The big mouth.
Just wanted to say, hearing Wally talk there, that the cousin and I were discussing him the other day.
Oh, you mean Wally Ballou, Kev?
Oh.
What about it?
Yeah, what about it, Kev?
Yeah.
Well, I'd rather discuss it with Bob and Ray. But you go right ahead. I didn't want to throw a damper on the fun.
Paulus, I've had a lot of talk to me about this Kent Lyle Birdley and all the suggestions, and don't let me interrupt and carry on.
No, you go ahead now. He's going to be quiet.
If I were you fellas, I'd grab him by the shoulders and put him out in the hall.
Oh, we can. He stands very high with us.
I sent out a lot of invitations to famous people for the party, and some of them are coming back. Versus, I sent one to Colonel James Stewart. He sent back the invitation with just a penciled note on it that says, "Who are you?" Question mark.
Well, if you don't know the gentleman, of course he wouldn't have that reaction. Do you know Colonel Stewart?
Not very well, just from, meeting him in the movies.
Well,
I know him very well.
I know, that's very true of movie stars and TV people, but he doesn't know you see.
Yeah. Well, I understand. You talk to me like I'm about 7 years old. I understand all that. But I mean, this is a problem of the eternal foes.
Well, do you have to get all celebrities to come to this party? I mean...
Well, what would make a more interesting broadcast? A party with celebrities or a party with a bunch of Kent Wild Burglies?
I think I could answer that, Webb.
Yes.
Can I take a crack at it?
Not a question. There's no prizes involved here.
Party with celebrities, right?
Right.
That's, well, this isn't a quiz show, Wally. Don't...
No, that's what I'd recommend, sure. That's, you asked me to... I'll get on.
Well, wait a minute. Tex wanted to have a word with you, I think.
Tex? Yes, Raya? I brought in the Smoky Valley boys, and I thought maybe, Webley, that you could use us over there at your party when you have it, if we got an open date.
I don't care. I'll listen to anything. The date's up in the air.
Well, we've got, we'll try to arrange our booking to fit in with your party.
It's not
going to
be much dancing anyway. What we want mostly is nice incidental background music, you know.
Well, I think we can supply that. You want to listen to this just once, fellas? One, two.
Jimmy Stewart back home thing. He addressed it to Colonel. He's the general.
General,
now.
That's right. Maybe that's the whole trouble.
That's why. Sure.
Come on, fellas. I don't think he likes it.
You're for the birds.
We're going to be busy anyway that day.
Wonderful.
Whatever it is.
A thousand pardons. Where's he gone? Good.
A thousand pardons for all the interruptions.
Now, let's see. Time to talk about...
Fritos, and we have our group over there?
Yes, yes.
Munch, a bunch of Fritos, corn chips.
And to celebrate spring, Fritos has a gift for you. Right on the large bags of Fritos corn chips, you'll find a free package of flower seeds, the highest quality seeds you can get anywhere. Genuine burpee seeds. There are three varieties to choose from, petunias, snapdragons, and zinnias. And you don't have to mail anything in to get them either. They're right on the large bags of Fritos corn chips. It's Fritos Salute to Spring gift to you. You know Fritos corn chips go with spring. They're fresh and crisp, just right for spring appetites. Just right with cold drinks, hamburgers, and salads. Look for the Fritos bag with the free flower seeds while they last.
Munch a bunch of Fritos corn chips. It's not polite to smack your lips, but you can't help it with Fritos corn chips. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos corn chips.
Dum 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 dum.
And now, chocolate cookies with white stuff in between them brings you another episode of Lawrence Spechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Candidate.
In our last episode, Lawrence Spechtenberger bade farewell to his friends on the planet Venus and together with Mug Mellish, returned by spaceship to the Interstellar Space Academy. After greeting all of his old friends again, Lawrence made his way to the office of the Commandant. Right now, we see him as he steps through the door to make his report. We hear...
Lawrence Spechtenberger reporting, sir.
Oh, welcome back, Spechtenberger. Come in, sit down.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I want to apologize for the little trouble when you radioed me there a few times back.
I understand, sir. It was a very exciting day.
Yes, we'd all been celebrating.
But I'm delighted to be back, of course, and I'm prepared now to go out with the debating team and try to... maintain the glory of our wonderful space academy.
Well, I'm sure with your help, Spechtenberger, we'll be able to win the big debate. Now, what I called you here about was...
Yes, sir.
...find out what your views of the planet Venus are. I think it'll be very valuable in our space investigations.
Yes, sir.
And in working out our various plan for future exploration.
Well, sir, yes. I'll give you my opinion. I think that the Earth people are you know, going to Venus more and more.
Yes, well, we've been there now for several years.
And they're changing Venus.
So?
I don't know. The Earth people go up there and they tip too much. And they, I don't know, they're standing around taking pictures, cameras, shutters going off.
Really rather a bad image, is that it?
Yes.
I remember when I was there, it was a beautiful planet.
And all the signs on the roads.
No.
They seem to be, I don't know, the Earth people have spoiled it somehow. It was so unique, so different.
Yes, it was the one place you could go and just have a fine rest amidst beautiful surroundings.
I don't want to discourage you, sir, nor the authorities, but just before I left, I saw one sign that a Venus man was holding, and it said, "Go home, Earth man."
Oh, that's bad.
I just don't know what the answer to it would be, sir.
Well, perhaps if we could have some sort of interplanetary meeting on the subject, it might help out.
Sir, please.
What?
What's this on your lampshade? A microphone?
Why, I hadn't noticed that, Fechtenberger, but by George, it is.
Well, let's follow that wire. See where it goes, sir.
Well, has the commandant been bugged? And who has placed the microphone on the lampshade at his office? With the help of Lawrence Fechtenberger, he may very well find the surprise at the other end of the wire. You'll want to join us in our next episode when we'll hear Lawrence say...
Why, I can't believe it.
In the next episode of Lawrence Fechtenberger, Interstellar Officer Kennedy.
Here's Hollywood star Mona Freeman.
Who feels like acting with a miserable cold? I relieve cold distress the fast way with four-way cold tablets.
Yes, tests of all the leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting. Amazing four-way starts in minutes to relieve muscular pains and headache, reduce fever, calm upset stomach, also overcomes irregularity.
When a cold strikes, do what I do. Take four-way cold tablets. It's the fast way to relieve nasty cold distress and feel better quickly.
Four-way, only 29 cents.
And our program will continue in a moment after a word about another fine product of Grove Laboratories, Ray.
Thank you very much. Friends, to get rid of embarrassing dandruff in 3 minutes, change to Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo. 3 minutes with Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep unsightly dandruff away forever. Apply Fitch before wetting your hair and rub in for 1 minute. Add water and lather 1 minute. Then rinse 1 minute. Every trace of dandruff goes down the drain. 3 minutes with Fitch and embarrassing dandruff's gone. At the same time, Fitch can brighten hair up to 35%. So get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today.
Good words of advice, old Green Mountain boy. And I wonder if we have time now for one or two questions from our studio audience. We'll kind of throw the thing open to them and let them just fire away. Questions
Bob and Ray.
Yeah.
I'd like to know how you fellows won the war against ugly fat.
Well, we've always been very careful of our weight. We try to eat healthy foods, get plenty of sleep, fresh air.
One of you fellas, about 5 or 6 years ago, looked like you tore loose from Lakehurst.
Well,
a couple of blimps.
I think that was me in particular, sir. You're looking at Ray. It was me. And we have controlled the problem quite a bit since then. Anything else?
We don't have time.
We don't have time, I'm told by the audience. I guess we just have to get to our final words in just 10 seconds.
Okay, in this final word, please don't overdraw on your checking account. Thank you. Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
This is the CBS Radio Network and KCBS Radio, AM-FM San Francisco. AM-FM San Francisco.